On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I had a chance to chat with Pauline Hsu from Finale Inventory. Oh, we had such a good conversation all around. A lot of issues with inventory. If you guys have been in the game or any of you guys are sellers of apparel, which I have been in that game for a long time, you will know inventory is the biggest headache. We talked about some of the big mistakes that people make. We also talked about some of the solutions. It's funny, I've actually used Finale for years. It's such a simple and cheap tool, and it was great. It was just such a good conversation and really genuine. I loved it. Pauline and I are now definitely buds. And yeah, guys, this is an episode you are definitely not going to want to miss if you have inventory. Guys, I've actually been using this app for years. Did you know that most e-commerce stores are leaving 10 to 15% of their total revenue on the table by not offering upsells with every purchase? Crazy, right? But you can actually put that money back into your wallet with the OneClick Upsell app. OneClick Upsell is the secret weapon that's already made $560 million in extra upsell revenue for merchants just like you. This simple app transforms any Shopify store by offering highly targeted pre-purchase and post-purchase upsells with every single order. We've seen OneClick Upsell double a merchant's total revenue and average order value practically overnight. In fact, the average Shopify merchant who installs OneClick Upsell on their store increases their total sales by 10 to 15% as soon as they set up the app. And it's ridiculously simple to set up. I can even set it up. Not saying I'm, bad at setting things up, but OneClick Upsell is the original upsell app for Shopify. Again, I've been using this one for years, and it's highly profitable. Upsell funnels have already made $500 million. Yes, I know we just said that before, but it's true. That's because OneClick Upsell actually has more features and more offer placements than any other upsell app on the market. You get state-of-the-art features like AI-powered upsells, which is massive, brand new product page widgets, and high-converting shopping cart pop-ups. Plus, the app has built-in split testing, which is, again, super simple to use. So it's a no-brainer to find the best-performing offers for your particular store. That's why it's no surprise that OneClick Upsell has made merchants like you, again, an extra $500 million and continuing in additional revenue. So if you're looking for the fastest way to scale your Shopify store in 2024, head on over to oneclickupsell.com and claim your special 30-day free trial offer. It only takes a few clicks to install the app, launch your first upsell, and start generating 10 to 15% more revenue today, as in literally right now. And I hate that I said literally, but I did. Don't miss out on another dollar in free upsell. Go to oneclickupsell.com and start your free trial right now. And please tell them that Jordan sent you.
Hey guys, Jordan West back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. Interesting. You know, when I first started this podcast, however many years ago, it's like 550 episodes ago, I really pictured this as just a marketing podcast. It was what I loved. I love the marketing side of the business. I'm really like a marketing and sales guy when it comes to it. But as this podcast has morphed over the years, it's really become an entire podcast about e-com, right? And about direct to consumer. But it's not just direct to consumer, right? It's all of the different things here. And so I'm really excited to chat with Pauline from Finale today on the podcast. And we're going to talk all things operations and the things that aren't exactly sexy or that we don't think is sexy. Pauline's got some thoughts on that actually. So, and has a hashtag as well. So Pauline, for people who don't know anything about you, tell us just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
That's right. Sure thing. Hey everyone, Pauline Hsu with Finale, VP at marketing. And so, yeah, when you talk about being all sales and marketing, I am with you there. But really, Finale, we help growing sellers scale their operations. And so working with multi-channel and omni-channel sellers more and more, it's really how can we help them, candidly guys, stay in business and do so profitably through data, workflows, and operations.
Yeah, awesome. I want to say a couple things before we get going. Number one, I use Finale at two of our e-com brands and absolutely love it. Like, we've loved Finale for so long. So when I saw this come through, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Number two, Finale is actually our sponsor this month. And I'm very excited to have them sponsor the podcast. When I saw this come through as podcast sponsorship, I was like, yeah, this is going to be an easy one. I love you guys. And honestly, I've never really found a better alternative. Like, I think before Finale, we were testing out like a full ERP in, well, I mean, I don't think they call it a full ERP, but to me, Deer is a full ERP. I'm like, it's just too much. There's too much stuff going on. We wasted so many. I think we calculated it as about $20,000 worth of like staff time and all of this to try to switch over to this. And then I was looking at something really simple
And guys, again, sorry, this is not even a pitch for Finale. I'm literally just saying my experience because it was such a headache and we lost so much money. And then it was like, oh, why don't we just go to Finale? We're using it down at Keep Nature Wild. It works incredibly well. It allows us for all of our multi-channel and everything works. And so that's what we did. So
yeah, thanks. No, I appreciate that because that's what we get actually. We have had several clients who say, hey, we've grown. This is awesome. Hey guys, thanks for everything. We're going to leave, go to an ERP now. And we're like, okay, we'll just keep your data safe in case you want to come back.
Like probably 75% of them?
Yes.
You don't need an ERP, people. You don't. Nobody right. on here Correct. That is listening to this podcast needs an ERP. Like you don't.
Yeah. I will say we had one seller. We grew them to close to $100 million. They were ready for an ERP. And we're like, listen, we've been with you for years. We're so excited to be here for your growth. Congratulations. We're rooting for you. We'll be following along. But sub 100 million, like let's keep hanging out, guys. This is going to be
totally. Great. And let's dive into operations here because I think operations is really the crux of the business. Businesses don't go out of business generally because they're bad at marketing, right? A lot of businesses grow because they know how to market really well. And most business owners, specifically in e-com, from what I found, and you know, I have had thousands of conversations with people, are great marketers and really horrible operators. And they try and find those in EOS language, find those like integrators or whatever it is. And it's really difficult. It's really difficult. And so I'd love to dive into that. Where are the pain points that you're seeing in with the people that you're talking with, specifically in operations?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of the sellers we speak to have problems around scaling. They look at new marketplaces. They look at TikTok coming on board. They look at all these new places to sell, marketplaces, additional web stores, right? Going internationally, that's awesome, right? The finance guy, the CEO is like, yes, absolutely expand to new channels. But no one really talks to the warehouse guy and figures out how are we going to be ready to fulfill all these orders, yeah. right? Your supply chain guy, like, sure, you're going to issue out all of those rush orders. Cool, you got it in, but you just lost margin on that. Your profit margins just took a hit with every single one of those rush orders that had to get to your warehouse to fulfill orders.
Yes.
And so for us, it's about scale, right? Add the channels, great. And also make sure your workflows and your operations are ready to meet that demand. Because without it, oh, it's literally a killer. Your Amazon could get kicked off, right? Your reviews are going to go down. You're not going to be shown on page one. Your brand loyalists are going to drop from you. So it all revolves around that dusty warehouse.
Yeah.
Yes, my hashtag is make warehousing sexy.
Yeah.
We're making warehousing sexy because that's really the core of really where these businesses stem from.
The amount of businesses that I know that have gone close to or bankrupt because of their 3PL is astounding. It's astounding how much yeah. that is the issue. Very rarely is it like, oh, we just can't acquire customers. Yes, there has been an issue at the beginning of this year, guys. It has been brutal. Like, I don't know what in the world is going on in this world in straight direct to consumer. Well, I do. I got lots of ideas. But
stay tuned for the next podcast.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. But a lot of times it comes down to this idea, right? It's this whole thing that we don't talk or think about because it's not that sexy thing, right? And we've seen it happen time and time again. Now, you guys know I'm absolutely obsessed with TikTok shops right now. I talk about it. I post about it. I tweet about it. When we're recording this, I've got a webinar next week that has over 100 people coming, which is just crazy. I'm like, when's the last time 100 people have come to a webinar? Like,
manage your TikTok inventory with Finale, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Get excited.
So this is the issue. I don't know if you know. Do you know how the scoring system works on TikTok shops?
I don't know.
Let me explain. So there's like a 50-point scoring system, and you get docked every time if you don't deliver a product on time, if you don't ship a product out on time, if you don't do all these things. And guess what, guys? Your account gets shut down. Now, luckily, we have whole systems in place to help people like on Amazon. Like think about TikTok Shop like Amazon. It's just another one of those sales channels. It just happens to be the fastest growing sales channel out there. Yes. But if you don't do it right, you're going to get shut down. You're going to get locked out. Same thing over on Facebook. And we know Facebook and Instagram in Q3 are going to be launching. And we know this because we have some insider info that they're going to be launching a carbon copy of the TikTok shop experience. Well, already, if you don't get your products out on time, you get docked huge. We had some inventory issues at one of our companies, and Facebook was essentially threatening to shut us down because we weren't getting stuff out on time. Imagine when they have the Facebook shop experience like TikTok shop. You do not want that to happen. Yeah. You need to play in that right. arena. You have to.
Exactly. That's the thing. E-commerce is such an unforgiving industry, right? And Amazon, I think, really set the standard with customer expectations, take care of the customer, and everyone else can just deal with it. I think it's the right thing. Clearly, Amazon is right, the gorilla in the space. But that just means that everyone else has to keep up to that level of service. And the way to keep up the service is to make sure that the right products are getting out on time, right? And so again, we talk about businesses going out of business, unfortunately. And in my opinion, a lot of that is, oh, they sold a lot, but they had a lot of returns. And with a lot of returns comes a lot of lost inventory, right? That value goes out the door. With a lot of returns comes more staff to manage the customer service tickets. Like, that's not the flywheel that we want to enact. We want to like get rid of the returns flywheel and just get these orders out quickly and accurately. It's all about the warehouse. You speak about 3PLs, and I agree. It's kind of like the shiny new thing that looks really easy, right, to do. Like, oh, I'll just send it to them and they'll deal with it. But without that like real ownership of your products, there's a big risk there. Clearly, we know FBA is a whole other beast.
Yeah.
But I think that's why we happen to talk to more omnichannel sellers who are really doing the in-store piece as well, because there's something about the way that they can control their business, their products online and in store that's really making them sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk about our experience. So the reason why I found out about Finale years ago was because we acquired Cube Nature Wild. This is about 3 years ago now. And they were trying to solve a problem of getting onto Faire. And at the time, Faire had really difficult integrations. Like, it wasn't really working with Shopify. It was like very janky. Yeah. I cannot believe, I think at one point they had like a $15 billion valuation. And I was like, has anyone ever used Faire? Like, that's giving them this valuation. I'm like, this is a kid's software project. It was so bad at first, but we were doing seven figures on Faire and continue to. And Faire, like, love how nobody ever talks about Faire. I'm like, that is an incredible channel.
Sure. It's a sleeper market.
Oh yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah. It's amazing. And so the previous owners had no idea what to do with Faire and how to have it all integrated. And so that's when they came upon Finale, and it was like, oh, this makes everything so much easier. It's interesting too. Why don't you guys want to go into the ERP, you know, 100 million plus kind of space? Why is that not part of the ethos right now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, our team is really focused, I guess, on this mid-market. And by mid-market, we define that as 1 to 2 million upwards to 50 million, yeah. Let's just say. We're really focused here because I think that we have a really good understanding of the space, but also the kind of seller, right? Like, when you talk enterprise, you've been there, you have established systems, you kind of follow the playbook and you just show up and it's a rat race. We like to challenge ourselves a little bit more. I don't know, but our team is really involved in literally getting into people's accounts, understanding their workflows. And I think from that, the market is actually a pretty sizable market. Hundreds of thousands of sellers are still in this band. And so there's plenty of people to help and there's very much a need. And so candidly, even though a lot of other software programs who we integrate with are each doing a little bit with inventory, no one's doing it quite the way that Finale does. And I don't mean to say that as like as a sell, but they do inventory light. We do full-fledged inventory. Yep. So because we can handle everything in the workflow from supplier to shipment out, soup to nuts, like depth of product, there's more than enough sellers that we can help. And kind of to your point, we have sellers who stick with us for years because they can rely on us and they're growing, right? So again, that one company I talked to who we grew to 75 million, they started at 750,000.
Wow.
If you can imagine it. Like, we have the data, it goes back for years and years. Yeah. And like, what a success story. I love it.
What's the biggest issue that you guys see in with your clients as far as inventory management is concerned? Like, where are people losing the most amount of money and where should people be looking out for in that inventory?
Sure. It's kind of one of those things where like, you don't know what you don't know. Mm. And so what we're really big on is tracking every little step. And so we know if there's variance, why is there variance? Is it loss? Is it breakage? Is it just the return was poor? If you issued a purchase order, what we hear is that people for the first time have visibility into what was ordered during their purchase order from their supplier and what was received. They're like, oh my God, we were missing X number of units all this time. And we had like no idea because we just assumed the guy who issued the purchase order wasn't the guy who's receiving the product and just put it on the shelf and called it a day. Mm. So it's finding all of those little nuggets of data that are missing and helping sellers to order better, talk to their suppliers better, stock just all these things more efficiently and accurately. It's all the data that is how we're helping, because sellers are just like in the dark about what they have, what they don't have, what's not working.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about an interesting use case that we had. And again, the reason why we came back, it was funny, like I didn't even think of Finale when we were looking, because I went to Deer and we went to, we tried a few different things. I don't know why. I have no idea why. Well, it's because I don't run those companies. I come once a week and talk a leadership standpoint.
You're podcasting the other part of the week.
Exactly. Yeah. I got lots of other stuff here. So we took a look at one big issue, and this is one that
it's very interesting that you guys were able to solve. And so with inventory, and we've never been great with inventory, it's always been a massive issue of ours. But one of the things that where I think that we actually were really smart was we do a lot of shirts, right? But we didn't want to actually put graphics on the shirts before they were sold, right? We wanted to have one shirt that had multiple graphics that we could then apply right before we sent it out. And we couldn't figure out a solution for it until we came to you guys and it was like, oh, okay, we're going to use the kitting solution. I think that's what they're still using. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in the back end of Finale. I'm just going to say.
That's fair. But no, you're right. And I think for that reason, well, first of all, we have a lot of promotional items companies because we have that kind of flexibility. Total kits and bundles. The thing about kits and bundles too is that for folks who are selling, no offense, true kits and bundles, where it's, you know, shampoo, conditioner, or like six pack of shampoo, if you're really that gross, we can track it at the individual item level, as well as your kit bundle level to know, not only are you running low on your individual SKU, but you're not gonna be able to sell this other kit bundle SKU.
Yep.
And then we help to reorder accordingly.
Yeah.
But I think further, what we hear too about Finale is that sellers come to us from a variety of ways, to your point, a lot from Sin 7, a lot from spreadsheets, candidly, sure, we get that too. But sellers come to us and they're like, we couldn't find a solution. This is what I need. They're like very upfront. They know exactly what they need. No one else could do it. And we're like, oh yeah, just add that field, connect this two things and you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, I'm sorry, what? You can do what? And it's so customizable because we know that all these businesses, they all work differently. Even if you're in the same industry, everyone runs their business differently. And that whole being able to scale piece with the data, set your data up however you need to.
I want to say the F word here, guys. Forecasting.
Perfect.
You know, I've been in apparel for a long time, right? Like over the years, owned multiple apparel brands. I don't wish it on my worst enemy, to be totally honest, guys. It's been wonderful over the years, but it's also the amount of inventory that we hold between companies sometimes is just like, oh, this is where all the cash is. Okay. I go into these warehouses. I'm like, ah, here it is. I wish I could Scrooge McDuck into my inventory, which I guess I could actually. It'd be like a sweet, like Mr. Beast video. But all that being said, forecasting. Like, how do companies actually forecast demand? How does it work? And because I think that that's where people lose money. I think that's the biggest part of all of this is forecasting. And it's so ridiculously difficult. You want to talk a little bit about forecasting?
One-click upsell increases your Shopify revenue 10 to 20% by offering your customers highly targeted upsells and cross-sells on every single purchase. In a few clicks, you can add state-of-the-art upsells to your product pages, cart pages, thank you pages, and even the shop app, so you can capture more money from every single customer practically overnight.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I can come on here and say that Finale has that crystal magic ball if you know exactly what we're going to do in the future. We are all based on sales velocity. Yeah. So yes, we can look back at your 3690, whatever. But in terms of what happened last year, what happened before Q4, what happened pre-Prime Day, you can still look back at all of that and kind of add those learnings into your order for this year, right? So sure, 3690 leading up to Prime Day this year, probably status quo, you know, maybe 5 or 10%, give or take.
Yeah.
But you can go back and look at your how that went from 3% week over week growth to 35% week over week growth because Prime Day hit or because Q4 is trending, right? And so being able to get ahead of that is really important. I think the other thing that is really helpful with Finale is that we can have committed inventory. So great, you talked about TikTok, right? You want to make sure that you have X number of units allocated because you're going to go on a TikTok live or your TikTok shop. And you want to make sure that that inventory isn't going to get sold out from other marketplaces. Hold that inventory, commit that to TikTok, FBA, whatever you want, but you'll be able to see that historically too, right? Why did this peak? Oh, we had committed inventory for TikTok. And so again, it always comes back to data and the visibility and understanding like WTF is going on with your inventory.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking about Amazon too, right? And guys, we're going to run into all this with the way that marketplaces are going, the way that social selling is going. We have to figure this out. All the sellers have to figure this out or you are going to be left in the dust. And so think about Amazon, right? What is the worst possible thing you can do when you have a hot seller on Amazon? Run out of inventory. And so exactly to Pauline's point,
lose that connection. Yeah.
It's like you will go down and like you'll just be gone from the rankings, right? All of this SEO work that you've put in for all this time, all the paid ads that you've put in to help get you there. If you did any fun little click buy, that kind of stuff, like it's all gone. It's all gone. And it all is because you didn't manage your inventory properly. Like, I don't want to stress people out, but I'm
kind of stressing myself out here even thinking about it, but it's a big issue. So you have to find something that you trust, right? You have to find a source of truth that you trust. For me, it's been Finale, which is just the best thing to have you guys as a sponsor. I'm like, oh, this is just so easy.
This is great. I love to hear it. And like, do we really trust Marty in the warehouse with his clipboard? Yes. Do we like want him to be part of the family on weekend barbecues? Sure. But like, do you want to trust him with your $25 million business?
Yeah.
Let's save it for the barbecues, you know? And so, and that's the thing. These teams are growing as they also add channels. And so we've seen teams who literally have one person manage one channel. Oh my God, how inefficient. And then someone has to figure out between all these channels, what's happening with inventory at any given moment. And it's like literally impossible to keep up with. And so without this hub of data for what is happening with your stock, your products, like you said, you got to figure something out. Clearly, we would like to suggest Finale because we have those real-time omnichannel syncs. But yeah, figure it out. And if you find something else, Jordan, let us know.
One other thing I want to let everyone know about is through attrition, we have made our order fulfillment team 3/4 less. So as people leave, we're not filling their roles. We did not lay them off or anything like that. It's just, we don't like to, unless we have to, in which case then we do. But the reason we were able to do that is through warehouse mapping and the entire like pick pack procedures. Do you want to just like get into that a little tiny bit? I know I said, I'm like, we're not going to talk about Finale, but then I was like, actually, I need to let everyone know these things actually were incredible and actually made a massive difference. And I know other people offer this, but like when we actually got our warehouse mapping right, it was like, whoa, we can pick so fast. Like one person can pick 200 orders in an hour or something. How is that possible?
Right. There's so much that goes with that. So there's the mapping, there's the barcoding, there's labeling, right? Yep. There's kind of this whole entire training piece, sure. And so with the right mapping, with the right pick and pack flow, we have gone to sellers' warehouses, taking a look at their orders, taking a look at their products, taking a look at the warehouse, and literally like a While You Were Gone HGTV special, reorganize the warehouse to help them pick and pack more efficiently. So that's the warehouse setup, right? Put hot sellers in front, put the big things in back, put like special facilitated items in a different area than like your little bins and what have you. One, great. Two, which pick and pack method is working for you? Zone, wave, batch, blah, 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 whatever you want. But guys, it's such a bear and I get it to change your whole warehouse, noted. But the time you'll save, the efficiency on the execution day by day is totally worth it. And then of course, barcoding, right? People are people, people make mistakes, but people with a scan gun are powerful because they can just whiz around, like you're saying, 200 products, amazing. The other really good thing is that it creates redundancy and efficiencies, but consistency.
Yes, totally.
You can bring in Joe Schmo from the street, hand him a scan gun, show him the buttons and be like, okay, go pick. He's like, but I don't know how to. You'd be like, oh, but the scan gun will tell you, right? So
the robot will guide you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So when you have your holiday staff who comes in contracted for Q4, don't worry about a lot of weeks of training. Get them in a day before, show them the scan gun, show them the layout of the warehouse and like put them to work on Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Pauline, this has been a very fun conversation. I am going to ask you the question that I ask everyone that comes on this podcast. What is your secret to scaling?
No surprise. It's always data. It's always tracking every single bit of data about your products, about the warehouse, about the team in the warehouse. It's bringing that visibility to light. Because again, you don't know what you don't know, right? Yeah. And so once you figure out, again, Joe Schmo isn't scanning as much as Jordan. Jordan's doing 200 orders in a day. Joe Schmo's doing 10 orders. I'm actually losing margin on these products. This sales channel is slower than the other. That warehouse velocity is underneath my east location versus my west location. You can't optimize if you don't know what's going on and that benchmark to start from.
Yeah.
It's all about the data.
Absolutely. Pauline, I got 3 more questions for you. I hope that you're ready.
Let's do it. Yes.
Okay. First question, favorite tool or app that you're using these days?
Oh man, you know what? This is pretty lame, but well, first of all, Zoom Clips. Really big fan of Zoom Clips. I'm on Zoom all day and to be able to like explain things, show them everything. Great. It's free because I have Zoom.
Yeah.
The other free one, this is the real lame answer. I have a million tabs open at any given time. It's kind of embarrassing. And so even just really being diligent about my groups of tabs has talked about like efficiency and like warehouse mapping. It's like my Google Chrome mapping is on point right now. So yeah, kind of lame, not super sexy, but it works, man. It works.
Yeah. Love it. I just want to talk a little bit about those tabs. I was there. I had it all good. And then Chrome shut down recently on my computer. It just like crashed and all my tab groups were gone. I'm like, no.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm also switching over
to
Arc.
There's a Chrome command to get your tabs back open. I'll let you know, but that's been a savior for me.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's great. Pauline, I'm going to just actually go with one more question here. You just found out you have a year to live. What changes?
Oh my gosh. Sell everything. Take the kids out of school. And we are just traveling the whole entire world. Easy.
Yeah.
We're going to travel. We're going to eat really good. We're going to see so many cities, cultures, sunsets, surfing. It's going to be great.
I mean, probably at that point, whatever you had wrong with you might actually be solved. So Pauline, right. What a great conversation. Thank you so much for your time today. Really, really enjoyed this. And yeah, really great to have you guys as a sponsor. Where can people find out more about Finale? And do you guys have any like special offer for our audience at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us over at finaleinventory.com. We also have a promo code for Upgrowth 2024. So hit that demo button, let them know about Upgrowth 2024, and you get a promotion off of your first 6 months of use. I believe it's like 20% off, which is pretty awesome.
Awesome.
So take advantage of that, guys. Also, our pricing is transparent and visible on our website. So if you want to know exactly what that 20% off means, I can tell you today. We have plans that start at $99. They go up to $649. Thousands and thousands of orders. Competitively within the market, we are quite competitive.
Very
and
competitive.
So 20% off goes a long way.
Yeah. Like, guys, I'm just going to just plug Finale one more time here. It is such a no-brainer. It is like the inventory system. I just don't even know why you wouldn't use Finale. I know I actually recently had another like AI inventory guy on here before. A little bit higher market, it seems like. For this size of market, it's just such a no-brainer. Also, I got to say, I despise when websites don't have pricing. SaaS websites that don't have pricing, I'm like, guys, you're killing me here. I will not contact sales. Exactly. I'm not booking a call to just figure out what your pricing is. So thank you, Pauline. Just you let everyone
Absolutely.
Know. You guys just keep doing
that. We do this for you guys. E-com sellers are busy. We don't need to bog down the process. You get a demo on the first call. 2 weeks of free guided onboarding. I'm sure your team and you know that you can get started with Finale in a matter of a few weeks and you're boom.
Yeah.
You're done.
Highly recommend. Thank you again, Pauline, so much for your time today. Guys, remember everything we talked about today will be down in the show notes. We'll make sure that that link is down in the show notes as well. So thank you again so much.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone. Happy selling.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.